Nolte, Fox's Judge Napolitano still spreading anti-Trump conspiracy theories. By John Nolte on May 4, 2019. The Fox News Channel's Judge Andrew Napolitano accused Attorney General William Barr of misleading Congress, an act that would result in Barr's impeachment. According to The Hill, on Wednesday, Napolitano sided with hysterical Democrats and far-left media conspiracy theorists with the evidence-free claim that Barr probably misled the House when he testified in April about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. "He's got a problem in my view," Napolitano added, before qualifying this nonsense by admitting he doesn't think Barr told a lie. Keep in mind that this is the same Napolitano who told us back in January the Mueller report would prove the Trump campaign had a connection to Russian intelligence. This is the same Napolitano who told us he expected Donald Trump Jr. to be indicted. This is the same Napolitano who told us Trump committed a felony and will be indicted over what is, at worst, a campaign finance violation that might result in a fine. And now, these bitter sore losers are all claiming Barr lied on April 9 when Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, asked him if the special counsel's team are frustrated at some level with the limited information included in your March 24 letter. The March 24 letter is the four-page letter Barr released to the public about the bottom-line conclusions of the Mueller report. Barr answered Crist this way, emphasis added. "No, I don't. I suspect that they probably wanted more put out. But, in my view, I was not interested in putting out summaries or trying to summarize because I think any summary, regardless of who prepares it, not only runs the risk of, you know, being under-inclusive or over-inclusive, but also, you know, would trigger a lot of discussion and analysis that really should await everything coming out at once. So I was not interested in a summary of the report. I felt that I should state the bottom line conclusions and I tried to use Special Counsel Mueller's own language in doing that." National Review's Andrew McCarthy took the time to gut this desperate nonsense coming from Democrats and Napolitano, and it's a must-read. When we look at the actual words of this exchange, Barr's testimony is clearly accurate. And I don't mean accurate in the hyper-technical, Clinton-esque depends on what the definition of is sense. I mean straightforward, unguarded, and evincing a willingness to volunteer information beyond what the question sought. The day after receiving Mueller's March 27 letter, which Napolitano and Democrats claim proved Barr didn't tell the truth, Barr called Mueller and pointedly asked whether he was claiming that Barr's March 24 letter articulating Mueller's findings was inaccurate. Mueller responded that he was making no such claim. He was, instead, irritated by the press coverage of Barr's letter. Mueller suggested the publication of additional information from the report, including the report's own executive summaries, to explain more about why he decided not to resolve the obstruction issue. But he did not claim Barr had misrepresented his findings. Again, Barr's contact was with Mueller, not Mueller's team. His exchanges with Mueller gave Barr no basis to know about any objection to his description of the report's findings, from Mueller or anyone else. The fact that Mueller's staff was leaking like a sieve to The Times, The Washington Post, and NBC News does not mean they were sharing with the Attorney General what The Times described as their simmering frustrations. Read the whole thing. This is not even up for debate. Over the past year or so, Napolitano has essentially replaced Dick Morris as Fox's most hyperbolic and unreliable analyst. And here he is again selling Democrat conspiracy theories about Barr committing perjury, which can only mean Barr needs to be impeached because we were all hot and bothered to impeach Trump. But now that we can't cuz the Mueller report debunked our collusion/obstruction hoax, we gotta impeach someone, so how about Bill Barr? McCarthy also took Napolitano to the woodshed. "It's tough to make the perjury argument without any false or even inaccurate statements, though my Fox News colleague Andrew Napolitano did give it the old college try. As recounted by The Hill, he twisted himself into a pretzel, observing, try to follow this, that the Attorney General probably misled Congress and thus he's got a problem. Although this purported dissembling didn't really seem to be, you know, an actual lie, so maybe it's not a problem after all. Or something. I assume that in his black robe days, Judge Knapp would have known better. Are we crazy to expect a little less crazy from Fox News? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.